It's a Tuesday morning, time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And from FHN, joining us here today is Dr. Andrew Blint. Dr. Blint, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining me here today. I know that you're not only an orthopedic physician and surgeon, but an orthopedic traumatologist as well. Tell us about that, Doc.
Yeah, correct. I do general orthopedics as a specialty, and then as a subspecialty, I also function as a trauma specialist for all fractures and dislocations and more high energy trauma as well. So not just the garden variety stuff, but we do kind of all of those things as well.
Tell us a little bit, teach us a little bit this morning in terms of what type of orthopedic injuries are considered to be in that trauma category and why is that?
Well, any kind of fracture, hip fracture, wrist fracture, shoulder fractures, those kinds of things all sort of fall under the trauma specialty. Injuries that result from accidents, they can be from slip and falls to also more high energy things involving motor vehicle accidents, motorcycle accidents, snowmobiles, ATVs, you name it. We take care of injuries that are associated with those more high energy things as well as low energy type trauma.
I know that this is the season, obviously, with the snow and ice out there now. This is the season for slips and falls. I suppose you see an increase in the traumatic orthopedic situations this time of year. And kind of tell us what you've been seeing lately.
Yeah, it's been a mix of anything from simple falls from standing, walking on very slippery surfaces. There's the temperatures have been cooler, and there's been a lot of ice around, so the slip and falls have been very common lately. Simple mechanisms such as going to get the mail, walking your dog, shoveling snow, those kinds of things. And the ice melting products, salt and such, are not really working as effectively when it's so cold out as it has been the last about week or so. And so we've seen a pretty dramatic increase in traumatic type, slip and fall type injuries occurring. We've also seen motor vehicle accidents from, low to high energy, high speed. We saw a guy that ran into a tree with a snowmobile last week. So lots of things are happening. The snow is providing opportunity for recreation as well. So people are going out skiing and such, and we're seeing an increase in those types of injuries as well. So busy time for us. The last probably 2 weeks have been busiest we've had all season.
All right. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Blint, of course, from FHN. He's an orthopedic physician and surgeon and traumatologist as well at FHN. Doc, what about, are there any kind of slips and falls that actually are more dangerous than others?
Anytime you add an element of height, the higher that you fall from, the typically higher energy injury, injuries are considerably worse as you add height. And speed, velocity. So falls from height and adding speed is also, can be an issue as well to add to the higher degree of injury. We've been seeing kind of the whole spectrum of things from, like I said, low energy to kind of higher energy. Adding height and speed, those are the things that have been causing an increase in issues lately.
All right, yeah, cleaning the leaves out of the gutters, or maybe now lately the snow off the roof kind of a thing, and of course off of ladders, that kind of thing. What if someone's fallen and of course and can't get up? The commercial that we hear about, but and there's no one around to help them up. Tell us any advice on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's again, if you're in a situation where you've fallen and you cannot get up, that could indicate a more severe injury, and that's the time to call 911 and be seen and evaluated. The not being able to get up or bear weight on a leg is an indicator of probably a more severe injury than just a sprain or a contusion.
What about dangerous falls indoors? I know, I think about in terms of people with heavy wool socks, slippery socks on a slippery wood floor, those kinds of things. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you just kind of have to look throughout your house and make sure that you've sort of done some fall prevention. Rugs that people can trip on, that's a very common thing as well. Slippery socks, like you had mentioned. Those are all things that, you know, it's best, you know, to kind of take your, go through your house and make sure that there's some fall prevention taking place, that you're taking the tripping hazards, and that you're not wearing the, you know, your most slippery socks that you can, you know, in the house. There are some socks that provide a little bit of traction, some small little rubber things on the bottom. Those are considerations that I think are important, especially this time of year when, you know, people are wearing socks in the house because of the cooler temperatures.
What about, okay, so someone falls at home or somewhere, maybe outside, but comes back into the house then, and, you know, trying to figure out whether they should head to see you. What kind of a treatment initially, treatments in terms of this slip and fall kind of stuff, do you usually recommend for people to treat at home initially?
Well, if you're able to bear weight and the pain is not too severe, more likely than not, nothing is severely injured or broken. Greater pain would indicate a more severe injury, those kinds of things. Inability to walk or to bear weight on a limb, you know, use your arm or leg. Those are things that would be an indicator to go and seek medical attention. And, you know, it can be through an urgent care, it can be through the emergency room or primary care doctor. Probably one of the more key pieces, you know, is to obtain x-rays to make sure that there's no fractures, broken bones, or other issues.
And, of course, you know, age is an issue as well. And, you know, older folks, elderly folks should be really aware of their situation and take extra care, especially in this kind of weather or even inside at home, right?
Correct. You know, it's really it's kind of a situational awareness thing. Kind of the preventative medicine piece here would be, you know, just being very mindful of literally every step you take when you're outside in slippery conditions, because it only takes one step, you know, to slip and fall. And it's really a situational awareness. In the summertime, when you're walking around on solid ground that doesn't have a slippery surface, you know, you don't have to be quite as mindful. This time of year, there are slip and fall dangers pretty much just about every step you take outside, it seems, these past few weeks. So it's kind of a situational awareness to be mindful, literally, of kind of every step you take, and very purposeful and aware of the surface you're walking on. You know, I would also recommend, you know, good foot gear, boots, firm-soled shoes, things that have good traction. You know, those are things that can certainly add to preventing an injury from a fall, because it only takes one step to slip and fall. So it's really a situational awareness and being very mindful. It's kind of the preventative medicine piece here.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. And, of course, it always happens faster than you can react oftentimes as well. We've been talking to Dr. Andrew Blint here today, not only orthopedic physician and surgeon, but also orthopedic traumatologist as well at FHN. Doc, if people want to find out more about the orthopedic treatment or podiatry at FHN, how can they do that?
You can call for an appointment at any number of our offices that we have, or www.fhn.org is a very good resource to find a physician to serve your needs. We're available 24/7.
All right, Doc, great information. Great to talk to you. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Very good. Thanks for the call.
All right, Andrew Blint, Dr. Andrew Blint here today. From FHN, FHN Dialer Doc program preceding brought to you this morning today by FHN.